Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
This is the first real episode of post-Comic-Con season 2015. Mm-hmm. I kind of count them by, like, that's our benchmark going forward.
You can see us at 2016 Comic-Con, booth 583. We'll all be there.
Better start promoting that. Yeah.
Who knows what kind of food will be across from us this time.
We had nuts and...
empanadas.
Empanadas. It was a weird mix, I feel. Yeah. You can't... I wouldn't eat those two things together, ever.
No. Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian. Yeah. There's Lou.
Yo.
And joining us today, we got Pope Ken.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Thanks for joining, Kenny.
Thanks for having me.
So, we just had a spirited discussion about dog poop.
Yeah. My fucking little bulldog, he's just got lava butt, and it's like...
You look exhausted. You look spiritually broken.
Morale's down, for sure. He was real good last night. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he didn't do, like, he didn't have this kind of, yeah. I don't know.
His cage looked like the set of a German scat film.
It did.
I'm going to euthanize the little motherfucker if he does it again. Like,
I'm a little worried about him now while we're all up here.
He's too cute.
Hopefully he's fine for a little bit.
Yeah, its system is clear. This is all riveting stuff for the listeners, but it actually was one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
I've never seen a dog fall asleep in his own turd.
No, never before.
Never. Never. There's pictures. They'll post it.
No, we won't.
they won't.
I've never seen a dog just give no fucks about it. He's like, nah, fuck, I don't really give a shit. It's not a big deal.
He had a stain on the side of his face.
Oh, no.
Like, I had to scrub his entire body from head to toe.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Why don't we cleanse our palates and just start fresh? We'll just do news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
I don't know how good I'm going to be in Balderdash today. I'm just going to be like dog poop. Is that the answer?
Dirty cage.
Foul bulldog.
Foul bulldog.
Oh, that movie? That's a movie about a bulldog who just poops all over his cage.
Just a foul bulldog, man.
Well, jail's home.
Thank God.
Here's some good news. An Italian court declared this week that it's okay to watch porn on your lunch breaks.
Woo!
I didn't need anyone to tell me.
Opa!
I think it's okay to watch porn on your bathroom breaks.
During work hours, whatever.
Judge Mario presided over the hearing.
Judge Mario of Italy. He's got every other job out there.
It's a me, your judge. A guilty.
He's the tennis ref, judges boxing matches. What else can this man do?
He's your doctor?
He's a doctor.
Yeah, tennis player.
He just throws pills at the problems, though.
God. Yeah. He's definitely got his hands deep into Big Pharma.
Big Pharma's got Dr. Mario by the nuts.
Does that mean Wario is the public defender?
It's rough when your public defender's fucking Wario. You're like, dude, you don't got
kangaroo
look.
Court.
We're going to lose, man. You look like a bad guy.
It's a me.
Waluigi's your co-defender? Oh, dude.
Maybe shave the zigzag mustache. You might not look so menacing.
Wear a suit, fucker. Why are you in overalls? You're getting killed out here.
Take your fucking hat off, too. You dope?
The toadstool jury just shaking their heads in disbelief.
Anyway, this guy worked for the Fiat plant in Sicily, and he was watching a little porn at lunch, and they fired him. And judges ruled that that's not allowed. So, porn on, everybody. Hopefully this will find its way to the States. Land of the free.
No way, man. We're not even allowed to say curses on TV. You think we're allowed to start watching porn at lunch?
We can say curses. It's going to be after 9 p.m.
Yeah, but you still can't see a boob.
Is it in his office?
It does not specify.
Like, if you're on your office computer... I don't think porn is allowed ever, even after work.
Yeah, it doesn't say where exactly he was. But apparently it was a DVD.
I don't think...
He wasn't even using the internet.
A DVD.
Go digital, buddy.
Right in his computer at work.
Use your phone. Go digital. You won't get caught.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody can tell you you can't watch porn on your phone whenever you want.
True. But I guess the implication, too, is that if you're watching porn, you might be tempted to tug one.
For sure.
You can't have that at the workplace.
I mean, you could.
Well, I've walked in on coworkers... Just Lippy.
Oh my god.
I have a friend
his knob.
Just rubbing it.
I have a friend, I'm not gonna name names, but Lippy. It's not Lippy. This one's really not Lippy.
Jerk off artist.
But he liked to was energized by porn. So like when he would go running and he would put like a fucking long ass porn video on and fucking listen to girls getting bounded out.
As it's like spinach to Popeye. It's
fucking crazy.
Would he be running with a hard on? Like,
I would be. Dick would suddenly get an anchor tattoo on the side.
He's limping along that Quasimodo with a big boner in his pants. That
he needed a third running shoe.
That blood flow to his cock really killed his legs. He wasn't a long distance guy. He was more of just like, as fast as he can now. Wow. Man, like he fucked.
Anybody ever hear of a 13-pound pine cone?
Just crushed in someone's deck. Sexual thing?
Like, the what now?
This is a sexual thing?
No, this is an actual pine cone. And I was wrong, 16 pound, that was my bad. There's a guy named Sean Mace who was on vacation after losing his job in Washington, and he decided he's going to watch the Blue Angels fly by and take a little nap under a tree. Brained. 16 pound pine cone to the head.
Dead?
No, brain dead a little.
He's brain dead is not dead to you?
No, it says he has severe trauma,
off, brain dead.
Memory loss, cognitive issues, and other permanent brain damage. He's not dead, but he is suing for $5 million in damages to the Parks Department.
Is he suing, or is his, caretaker suing?
Wife.
Yeah. It doesn't say if it's like his poor nurse. It's like, I gotta watch this guy. But this monster thing came from a bunya pine tree.
I want to see what kind of tree that made.
Also known as the false monkey puzzle tree.
It's like an ant load.
Do they know these things are fucking slinging 16-pound pine cones?
Could have been worse. It says the seed pods can weigh up to 40.
So why would they let anyone sit under that tree?
I don't know.
That's not a sit-under tree.
No, that's a death trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got conked and then the little, like, whoop, imagine bump out of his head like a cartoon. Like when Fred Flintstone gets hit in the head with a bowling ball.
Except it wasn't funny like that. They induced a coma.
Yeah.
His head swelled up to the size of a fucking watermelon. Yeah.
He didn't wake up thinking he was another different colorful character or anything.
A 40-pound pine cone would crush your skull.
Yeah, he would be dead if it was a 40-pound.
He'd be wearing a pine
they
cone.
They said the 16-pounder falling from the tree from that height was like literal bowling ball just braining you.
Damn.
Fuck that nonsense.
Killed by a nut.
Fucking trees.
Killed by a nut.
Chop those trees down. Make that shit paper. Make it toilet paper. That's its punishment.
This is a PSA by Kenny.
16-pound pine cones. What is this shit?
Trees are a menace.
This is America. We sit under trees.
Apparently not the... What did I call it? The monkey puzzle tree?
Something like that. It sounds a little vaguely racist.
The monkey puzzle tree. Vaguely is a bad word for definitely.
Definitely.
They probably like...
For more than anything.
They probably like tied slaves up under there and they were like, puzzle it out.
Oh, look at you guys hanging on your monkey puzzle tree, huh?
It's like, I thought you sentenced me to die. It's like, puzzle it out.
This is the last time we let the Klan name a tree.
Goddamn hateful
those
trees.
Good white trees.
I expected this to happen.
We got
in, like,
monkey puzzle
Russia.
Trees and white power pines.
Weeping willows weren't weeping until the civil rights movement.
How do we make trees racist?
Fucking white trees are racist.
It was the KKK.
Yeah.
Damn Klan and their tree initiatives. All right, there's the... this is a weird one. So Niagara Falls has a new mascot for their... I guess it's Solid Waste Education and Enforcement Team.
People be pooping in that cliff?
I guess.
Let me add to the falls.
Well, specifically this mascot
Booty
is...
Falls.
Booty Falls.
Niagara Falls, Frankie.
Good old fat Duty Falls, man. Bring your kids. Bring your wife.
Pinch Bring a loaf in the fucking... Yeah. What is it, like a cliff? Like, pinch a loaf in this river that eventually... Fucking falls.
Haven't you ever heard families that pinch loaves together stay together?
It's like my grandma used to say.
Yeah. She probably invented that.
Group sounded toilets were a little weird.
He was wise, though.
It sounded a lot nicer in Spanish, though.
Yeah.
It's more lyrical.
I think there was a Native
it sounded
American,
like a song.
Yeah. I think there was a Native American tribe that used to sit around and hold hands in a circle and poop together.
Yeah. We poop them in circle.
Yeah. Brings everyone together. Yeah. Evacuating at the same time.
So this is my cousin. Shits like Brian's dog.
My son pooped like deer.
Don't they poop in pellets?
Little pellets.
Like a rabbit?
He's got a fucking opium addiction. I'm just donating on him.
Your cousin? He poops like a deer?
Dude.
I think we lost the thread there.
It's yes and, dick.
Look, man, I just got problems, bro. I'm just like dreading looking at my dog.
We shouldn't be talking about poop in front of it. Let's move on with the story, because this isn't even about poop. This is about Totes McGoats and his...
Shut up, that's his name?
His need to inspire the nation's youth about recycling. He's a goat mascot. Problem is, he's horrifying looking. You know those, like, those horse masks that you see at Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
Picture a guy in a goat version of that. Heavy set dude in a bad t-shirt.
Baphomet.
And you got...
Baphomet! It's like Bray Wyatt's crew.
Yeah. He's legit like a fucking... What do you call it? That,
I didn't know they make goats that big.
Mongoloid?
Like that show. How can I think of the name now?
Can't goats
with
like
the horse.
BoJack?
It's like a BoJack character.
It's more like we want a mascot, but we have $13 to pull this off.
Right.
So what happens to all those horse heads?
They only got goats.
Aren't goats super nimble? Can't they like climb mountainsides?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Billy goats, right? They climb the mountainside, right?
Yeah, I was driving... back from Ohio and we passed like a cliff face that was littered with goats.
Is that the thing?
Silly with goats.
Is that the link? Like, goats eat trash, pick up your litter kind of thing? Is that why it's a goat?
I don't know. You know what I know goats were? Screaming and ejaculating everywhere.
Falling all over the
That's
place.
That's what they do.
Kicking, they Jesus Christ.
I had a girl
kill goats if they're just like, ah!
I had a girlfriend whose friend had pet goats. Things would just run out of their little shed, fucking bust the nut in the ground and run back in. And it was smelly.
Like, people are so fucking annoying. Just because you have an animal doesn't mean it's a pet.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't eat goat cheese, by the way.
Like, you
they're coming in there.
You can have chickens.
Stop.
Not even joking at all.
Well, they were probably not doing it right. And
they're goat cheese.
Yeah, like, I don't know what your girlfriend's friends weren't doing.
They were weird people. They were weird, inbred people.
Just weren't doing it right.
Anyway, you excited for Totes McGoats? And his fuck you, Smokey the Bear?
No, I'm not even a little bit excited about
Smokey
it.
Smokey the Bear would rip a fucking goat in two, especially a fat goat like that.
Yeah, Smokey the Bear should be less kind and like stop asking people to put out fucking fires. He should
start
be like, you should do it.
Yeah.
Or else.
Well, he's
just
trying.
Not even or else. Just like, do I look like the type of bear that says things twice?
Put out that fire. I'm going to put it out with your smoldering body.
They make him look super jacked. Like, he's got pants and no shirt on. Like, he's like, where's the fire? Is it that way or is it that way?
It's right by the gun show. Yeah. Cut to Smokey the Bear fucking cooking a camper over his own fire.
But, you know, Smokey,
I told you not to light a fire.
Yo, Smokey's gluten-free, man. He's just like cut, shredded.
Yeah, not a carb.
Not
pure protein.
Not a carb in that fucking man.
It's all that salmon.
He's just pure protein.
He's got smelly beefs.
And a couple berries every once in a while.
Not too many, he might die.
Yeah. Want to do a Florida one? This has to be a first. Guy got a DUI for riding his wheelchair home drunk.
They see me rolling.
He looks like a Duck Dynasty guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Very
it's like the last surviving member of the Civil War.
Even his name is hickish because it's Ronnie Scott Hicks. He had two prior DUIs and was arrested on Monday for blocking traffic in his wheelchair. He was drunk.
You can get a DWI for riding a bike while drunk.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Like a BUI?
Biking under intoxication?
They still give you the old D.
That's ridiculous.
I guess because you're driving a bike.
They should just give you a ticket for riding a bike.
You should not. They should give you a handshake and a medal for not driving a car.
Right. What's the worst he can do? Like, kill yourself?
No. Dent somebody's rearview mirror. Like,
maybe.
I mean, can you kill yourself? I don't even. You'd have to, like.
If you lost balance and, like,
probably
fell onto a picket fence.
You probably.
Yeah, if you're in a terrible situation like that.
Yeah. You probably, just like anything you do while drunk, you just get, like, beat red and just, like, throw up. Like, with physical activity. Besides, like, anything besides fucking while you're drunk, it's just like, oh my god, why did I do this?
Physical activity while drunk is fucking terrible.
It is torture.
I once watched a very, very drunk man try to ride a bike home. It was an older fella. Clearly had a DUI. Went right into a bush. It was the greatest thing I ever saw. He started pedaling, just right into bush.
Did he try to swim his way out?
He couldn't get out. It was funny. He was all upside down, legs kicking in the air.
He probably stayed there the night.
All right, this one confused me because I couldn't get the audio up on it. But selfie stick aerobics is a thing now.
What do they do with them?
They just kind of dance around with selfie sticks.
I feel like you get a good shot of the boobs doing that.
You get a lot of camel toe in this thing.
Ooh, that's even better.
Fucking deer hooves everywhere, man.
It's very clear that it has nothing to do with aerobics.
Yeah, like they call it aerobics. Nothing to do with aerobics.
No. Guys just like, and let's get that undershirt.
Just vicious toe.
There's air between those
vicious
legs.
Toe. Right.
So, baby, it looks like there's air between
that's
those legs.
That's a beautiful thing. I support this.
It's a bunch of girls in track suits waving around selfie sticks.
The Pope endorses this.
I don't endorse anything that involves selfie sticks.
The Pope endorses this.
Yes.
Do you want to see?
I don't even give a shit. Who cares? I'm never going to be in an all-women's aerobic class so they can selfie this shit, stick the shit out of themselves. Like,
I'll watch the videos.
Oh, yeah, that might be cool. Like, you see, like, they're like, oh, I'm working out, and just right in there.
Right down, right down.
Or you could just watch porn like a normal person.
Yeah, you're right.
At one
I say that, I'm never going to look it up.
At one point, you're going to be like, this is it, huh? I'm already bored.
Yeah.
They're just stretching.
I'm losing wood.
They're just doing light stretches.
I'm fucking losing wood watching this.
I'm fully just talking about it.
No, 15 years ago, I mean, not even 15. 20 years ago, I would have been rock solid. Now it's like, bro, I need constant changes. I can't even just do it to one. It's got like three or four different forms.
Really?
Bringing up a couple windows.
Yeah, man.
The tabs. Nothing but tabs.
Oh, yeah. And they can't be like all white bitches or all same color hair. They gotta be variety, man. It's like.
Bro, I can still jerk it off to a Sears calendar.
Why you jerk off like the Amish, man? Fucking Sears.
I'm just saying, in a situation, I could fucking. Like, if we ever lost the internet.
You'd be all
right? Yeah, go right to, like, one of those stupid Cinemax where they don't even show you fucking penetration or anything. Get it off real quick to that.
Oh, man.
That's smart, Ken. You haven't broken yourself yet.
Nah, ideas, man. For Kenny's Christmas present. Sexy wood carving. Just in case you guys lose power completely.
I got you this rock. Yeah, Kenny, I got you this rock shaped like a boob.
Bro, my friend got me a book back, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. It's fucking the best wank material ever. It's Hot Girl Smoking Weed.
Kenny found an extra curvy piece of wood and had to take a little break.
Wood's banging, bro.
The beer bottle's hot.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking fat in all the right spots.
You got a good imagination, fuck you guys.
Yeah, find it admirable.
What, were you like fucking pretending with your Legos and jacking off to those too? Like,
probably, I don't know.
It's like, oh yeah, fuck the princess.
Yeah,
fuck the princess.
There was always a part two to the story. It didn't just end at the end of the war. It was like, oh yeah, now it's the bedroom action.
Yeah, dude.
Castle.
Yeah.
All right.
Split those legs.
That's It's October now, so first fucked up Halloween story. There was a really spooky decoration in an Ohio town. A dead woman hanging from a fence.
Was it a real dead woman?
Yeah, it was a real dead woman.
That is spooky. Good job.
Do you remember last year?
That's extra spooky.
Right over here in Farmingdale, there was a fucking decapitated head.
Yeah.
And
it happened like an hour after the train.
People were like walking by and fucking they thought it was
Halloween.
A great Halloween decoration.
Yeah. Was it? That was Danielle's elementary school teacher.
Yeah. Someone took
seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I remember being a teacher, yeah.
That's close.
Or was like her teacher's.
I remember when it happened. I didn't know the connection.
Yeah, it happened literally an hour after I left that same spot.
And somebody.
They had people walk by.
Some crazy. It was like a guy who was mentally unstable, like retarded unstable. And like he killed his like mom or something like that. Or his like caretaker.
And I think he killed himself, too.
Oh, yeah, he killed himself.
I feel we should move on from this story now. It's got a little too real.
You brought it up.
Anything you want to add to it, Lou?
Waka waka.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You wrote something on the note about it being like Mice and Men. I didn't get the connection.
Okay, so in the story, the victim was like this mentally challenged woman.
She was
who would just trust anybody.
Oh,
you gotta be more specific.
She was very gullible, very easily misled.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Not even eliminating bitches here. Like,
who killed this man?
Learning disabilities and a child with fetal alcohol
syndrome. There's still
syndrome.
4.5 billion moon we're talking about here.
Who killed this lady?
Some neighborhood guy. 27-year-old Donnie Kushner Jr. Brained her with a rock.
That's like some Hills Have Eyes shit, bro.
Right.
Why?
Man, he admitted to
didn't
it.
Didn't like her fucking dog.
Damn.
A killer and a fucking dog.
That one was fucked up.
That's just another reason to have a gun in your house.
Let's talk about America.
Good old fashioned.
It's a good America star. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That one was in America, though. Classic America.
That was a good old-fashioned America story.
Well, let's go down
that
to Missouri.
That guy's a prankster.
Hey, lady. What?
Pranked you.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Don't pirate movies. What?
She's bleeding out of her ears. Still. You didn't see that one coming.
Right.
Woo. Now you thought you were going to die.
So let's go to Missouri.
Yeah.
Where there's a guy in a van burning garbage in a field.
Down by the river.
Down by the river. He's burning garbage. Fire gets a little too out of hand. So he does what any smart guy would do. He takes his van and starts running over the fire a bunch. That ought to douse it. Then the tires caught fire and he realized that his truck had a full tank of gas and was filled with ammunition.
Ammunition?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of bullet? Talking about 9mm? Like,
it just says, loaded with firearms and ammunition.
I'm guessing all types, man.
Because America.
Gotta get that out of there.
It was like that truck that killed Doc Brown before they killed the liquor.
Yeah.
So, did he leave the ammunition in his burning truck?
He walked away from this thing.
And got
this
shot.
Thing blew up
50 feet.
All kinds of fucking... Oh, man, that's awesome. That's a good old-fashioned America story.
Yeah, this thing, you just see this, like, burning up van... I don't see any, like, you know, rockets flying out of it or anything.
There's not going to be rockets flying out. Good old-fashioned fire.
This guy is probably a genius. I bet you he got a couple murders on each one of those weapons. You're gone now. He saw the forest fire. He's like, now's my opportunity.
Burn those prints off.
Can't charge vans, really, is what we all learned about.
Don't
this.
Don't drive over a garbage fire.
No.
Repeatedly.
Vans don't contain anything good in them. It's just evil.
What state was this in?
Missouri.
I mean, that's just like a beautiful state where you could drive around carefree with your guns and ammunition and just burn it. Carefree. And then report it to the police and carefree. And nobody gives a fucking shit about that. If you did that in New York, the first question would be like, well, why did you have guns in your car?
They would slap handcuffs on you.
Yeah, immediately. Like, what are you doing here?
As Abe Simpson once said, I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri. Lamar Odom.
He's on mad drugs now, right?
Come on, man.
He's in a coma.
Can we skip this story? This hits close to home.
He took a lot of dick pills.
A lot of dick? Why is that hit cuff? You took a lot of dick pills, bro?
Yeah, I take pills all the time.
Just for fun?
Yeah, just snort them.
That's apparently what was in all that stuff he took. Dick pills. All the same stuff that was in...
Natural ones.
Is he the one that's married to...
Was. I think they're divorced.
He was married to... The big one, right?
She's actually looking better now that she got the Kim Kardashian surgeries done to her, so she's looking way better.
They're all fucking miserable whores.
So... Explain.
Well, yeah,
you guys probably actually know this better than I do. What?
She's a beautiful woman.
He took a bunch. He was in a brothel. He took a bunch of drugs, and now he's in a coma.
I wish I was Lamar Odom's good friend, man. He just sounds like he has a fun ass time. Yeah, you want to take some fucking boner pills? Go to a brothel. Lamar. That sounds kind of fun, actually.
Going through some shit, man. He's like smoking crack and shit like that. Like, I don't know.
Probably why his dick don't work no more.
Smoke this crack with me, man.
That's probably why his dick don't work.
He's OD'd on dick pills.
Fucking smoke this crack with me, man. Fucking go to the brothel. Fucking take a dick pill. Alright, like, Lamar, it sounds kind of fun, but you're kind of wigging me out a little bit.
I heard when
fucking smoke this crack, bro.
I heard when you take a fucking hit of crack, the dick gets rock hard.
I imagine you are ready to strike when you fucking smoke crack.
Not hard enough, apparently.
I've heard that you get rock hard when you fucking smoke
crack.
It's
not like he just started smoking crack yesterday, Ken. He probably needs a higher dose to get that rock solid that he got from the first time.
Lou's notes for this story are, I think the bigger story here is that his dick don't work.
Why, it's probably huge.
You need a lot of blood to fill that python.
Pouring salt in the wound, Lou? You thought you guys have got enough problem? You got to make fun of his dick not working?
That's where this whole thing came from. OD'd on the blue pill, man.
It came from it his crack addiction. Yeah.
Probably. It came from them trading him to Dallas where there's no fucking ocean and the guy went out of his mind.
Dallas is a coastal city, I think. No, it's Houston. Houston's a coastal city. Is it? Either Dallas or Houston's on the Gulf of Mexico. Anyway, let's move on.
All it right. Sounds like somebody's dealing with some dog shit right now.
Yeah, I think he probably peed, bro.
All right, Lou, you're going to have to help me out on why you picked this one, too.
Sure.
Bunch of cultish, church-going parents beat their son to death to get him to confess to his sins.
It's messed up. Yeah.
To death? What'd he do? What are they trying to get out of him?
They had a 19-year-old son. They beat this kid stupid to death in hopes that he would confess to prior sins and ask for forgiveness. This is Deborah Leonard, 65, and Bruce Leonard, 59.
You know what he probably was? The dad got caught with his search history, and he was just like, just fucking admit it. Admit it.
He saw all those tabs.
You were on AshleyMadison.com. Fucking admit it, kid.
Right. He's kicking him under the table.
I don't even know what it is. Dad, shut the fuck up. It was a sausage fest, I'll tell you that much. That's what it was.
Craigslist, missed connections. Fuck you, man.
Fucking Backpage? It's like, you're not even trying with this. It's just escorts.
You told her you were going to pay how many roses?
Moral of the story is, I think the wife was fucking blind.
Yeah. The wife started hitting him like... Yeah.
Me, it's our son.
Dad had to jump in. He's like, "Oh fuck, man!" Pop.
He just got ready. He just started wailing on his son. The wife didn't know what to do besides try to stop the beatdown. They're still together though.
You got it wrong. It was the other way around. The mom was so disgusted, she started throwing the fucking whooping on the kid. And the dad was like, "Lies, this gone this far. Might as well see where it goes." Pop,
pop, pop. Well, they were both in on it as well as the guy's sister. Everyone was kicking the shit.
Family it's just a whooping gang style, fucking stomp out.
Well, this is the Word of Life Christian Church. It's a small cultish church.
Where you gotta get jumped in now?
Yep.
Probably some snake biting.
Sin. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm down with that kind of fucking organized religion.
It's a 40 to 50 member congregation.
And they tough as hell.
Most of them live in a 3-story converted schoolhouse that they use for a headquarters. Police have taken seven or more young children from the church this week. And they occasionally built fires on the roof.
You know what that tells me? They need a couple new members.
Mm.
I'll come out there.
You're like, who do I got to beat up?
You jump, man.
Confess your sins.
Yeah, I'll take that shit over, man. I'd be like the, what is that guy's name? The evangelist. Super church guy. Come on.
Are you talking about Jim Jones?
Joel Osteen?
Billy Graham?
Billy Graham
works for me.
Joel Osteen's one of these guys, all right?
Joel Osteen? I think he just writes books. I don't know if he's super church.
I think Joel probably watches that fucking guy. Church, he has those mega church.
Those mega church guys are gross.
So not Jim Jones, like I said.
He had a whole different MO, yeah. Lou. Jonestown was a little a little more intense.
That was brilliant, though. Baby she kept steps. That going for a little while.
Baby steps.
It's like David Koresh.
A fucking mass suicide.
Yeah. That's where the money's at.
I mean, He was fucking a real good leader. Man. He got those people going.
Wasn't there a big suicide in like Seattle or Oregon or something like that?
No, Seattle has a lot of suicides.
Wasn't there like some kind of cult? The Haley Rocket cult or whatever?
Haley's Comet?
Which one was that? Was that in the Northwest?
I feel like it was. I could be.
Which one was Waco?
That's Texas.
Waco's Texas.
Yeah, but which one was that? Which loopy fucking church was that?
That was in like the 70s.
That was where that guy had the commune.
Waco was like, in the 90s.
Was it?
I remember it going down.
It was the early 90s, like 92 or some shit.
I watched it on TV.
Waco was basically, the deal there was this guy, he got all these people to like uproot their lives, live in this community, and he poisoned them all and they all died.
No, the Waco...
No, they got...
The Waco is the one the feds went after.
The feds went and killed everybody. My
fucked
bad.
Them up, yeah.
Like, fuck your church.
That was right around with like the Unabomber and Oklahoma City bombing.
Good times.
It was like
94,
bro.
That's when our terrorists were homegrown, damn it.
Yeah. We outsourced to fucking Afghanistan.
I was way more interested in the Knicks and fucking WWF than that kind of shit.
All right, so what's up next?
What's Waco? Is he fighting the Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah, dude. Who's that guy? What's his finishing move?
Waco, Texas. Is that the Tornado's buddy?
I was mixing it up with...
Texas Tornado.
Texas Tornado or his tag team partner, Waco, Texas.
What's the fucking college in Ohio that the cops shot up? Oh, come on. You know it.
Oh, my God. In the 60s?
Yeah.
I don't remember, man.
Nope.
All right, let's move on.
We got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Subway.
Kent State.
Yes.
State. Subway's having a rough year.
Oh, Jesus. Did their $5 foot longs just go down? Like,
this is the level of disrespect that they're facing now. On Tuesday night, a woman walked into the Alaska location of Subway, stripped off her clothes, and went on a violent rampage, wrecking and, sorry, Brian, possibly pooping on much of the restaurant's interior. She may have been on drugs.
Wait, she possibly pooped on much of the interior?
Did
the
she have
wrong
a
with the writing in America today?
Did she have a bushy beaver?
There's no photo, but you know she probably did. She started breaking furniture, destroying the store, knocked over computers, ripped down ceiling tiles, sprayed the fire extinguisher everywhere, locked herself in the bathroom for a while, and broke everything that she could find. They also found a lot of human waste while she was hiding in the bathroom.
Speaking of crazy bitches, I watched this video about Uriah Bell, who's a UFC fighter.
Oh, my God.
He had a party at his house, just like it was Sacramento.
Yeah.
He lives in California. Some random lady came out of the streets, walked to his house, walked to his bathroom, locked herself in, and no one knew where she was. They called the cops. The cops busted the door. She passed out on the floor, threw up and puked everywhere. Threw up and farted. Shitted.
So you named everything but shitting.
She was probably farting.
She farted. She beefed. Fuck, why can't I say poop?
She had a full body release.
Yeah.
Every orifice was gushing.
And Uriah Bell sitting there like, what the fuck,
Uriah man? Uriah Faber.
Yeah.
You got PTSD, man. Poop traumatic stress disorder.
I do.
You can't even say it now.
Should do a word association with Brian. Number two. What comes to mind?
Chocolate.
I think glazed over.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the story. Right? A deuce. All right, what's up?
Yeah, so they say she was on spice, which is a synthetic form of weed that does not have the same effects as weed.
Spice? Isn't that like a nudie channel?
Nah, it's a drug. It's K2.
That's a mountain.
K2.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spice is now more active in Alaska than both meth and heroin combined.
It used to be legal in New York. You used to be able to buy it at the fucking...
60 people like the Hindu huts in Alaska.
Well, now it says...
Rampant.
It's clearly not, because symptoms range from becoming lethargic and passing out. We all know that one. To violent outbursts.
You're gonna fucking smoke this crack with me, man!
Well, real weed doesn't do that to you.
I had a couple buddies in the military who, like, came back. We were going to a strip club, and they could smoke that stuff because your piss wouldn't pop for it when it first came out, I guess. So we were smoking a big old fat blunt.
This is doggone nutty in here.
What's that?
Cut it out, motherfucker. You're just looking dumb loud, LeBron. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, he was really into that.
I understand, but it was incredibly loud.
It was going with my story. It was building the suspense. But yeah, we like smoked a blunt of it going out to the strip club. And it was like not like getting high at all.
No?
Nah.
What would you compare it to?
Fucking smoking crack, bro. Wow.
I don't even know. It was like a weird...
It's like Odomy.
Fucking high. Every... I'm the resident drug addict, I guess. Every drug has like a different high. Like opium is different from weed, which is different from fucking spice. And it was just like not like getting high.
It was like smoking a pumpkin pie, bro.
First of all, it tasted like...
Cinnamony!
I thought spice was a fake drug from Star Wars.
Wasn't that one of Two-Faced Bitches in that movie?
Sugar and Spice.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like you were smoking grass clippings sprayed with, like, blueberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had some pretty bad craft beers that fit the same description.
Is that what the professor made those girls out of?
And Chemical X.
That's why they had powers.
Yeah. Venture Brothers?
K2 is like...
That's Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
That shit's like the new bath salts, though, man. People are losing their gourd on that shit.
That's what the sugar was cocaine. The spice was this shit.
Right.
Everything nice was use your imagination.
It's like a mixture of three different stupid plants.
The dummy plants, we call them.
Yeah, they call it the dummy plants. They call it the don't smoke bees.
Yeah, we got monkey puzzle leaves in there.
Yeah, definitely, dude, there's definitely a 16-pound pine cone involved somewhere in the process.
It was a dummy fir. That's what it was.
A dummy fir?
Yeah, yeah, stupid
it
like, pine.
It was like a conifer. But for dummies.
What's up next
here? That's all we got for news.
Shit, we put it through that quick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of night. Mm-hmm. Woo. So, we'll take a break. Some balderdash?
All right.
Yeah. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, this is Spencer Scott Holmes.
And Ryan Dunnigan.
Telling you to come listen to our show, Old Man Orange Podcast.
Yay!
A show full of freedom.
Say, assistant, I gotta tell you something, you know. I mean, me and your good friends, you know. I've probably been a little bit of a bully this whole time, you know.
Santa Claus? Not
in a mean way, you know, but, you know. I'm not gonna lie, you're a little easy to peer pressure into doing things you don't want to do.
We also talk about video games. If we made a Dr. Mario movie, you could at least make it like a Mario Brothers medical drama. Luigi doesn't know. He's like, well, he's wondering why Daisy isn't talking to him anymore.
Luigi, you're out every night. You're driving that ambulance all day long. There's no time for love.
He's like, why can't you be more like your brother? He actually has a PhD. That ambulance, oh, it's always comes back to Mario, doesn't it? Why don't you go fuck Mario if that's the one you want? It just is very...
I hate to break it to you, but that's what I am doing.
We talk funny life stories.
It was like, I go to the Heart Rock, which is a little, like, Christian restaurant, and...
They don't put that on the fucking outside, though. They really should. You don't realize that until you're inside.
Like, okay.
And you look left, and you look right, and you're like... Fox News is on the... and then you look at this across, and you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! And
I'm already in here, I'm already in here, what do I do? Yeah.
No. Fucking jump through the window, like, there's a perfectly good door there. I panicked.
I'm sorry, it's just gonna happen.
We also talk movies.
Mickey Rourke could have been right there, too.
Spinballs 3.
What's going on? He's got a shitty fucking tattoo. He put a big dick on my back.
Look at it! It's just like a big fucking veiny cock blowing a load in the back of his head.
Come on by to oldmanorange.com, where we got not only podcasts, but cartoons, videos, and more.
You can find us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Podomatic,
Zune,
and even YouTube.
And laugh and learn with Spencer Scott Holmes
and Ryan Dunnigan
on Old Man Orange Podcast.
Okay, kids, now just shut the fuck up.
And we're back. Thanks, thanks to our friends there at Old Man Orange.
Yeah, check them out. They just did their 200th episode. Give them a listen. Tell them Painted Black sent you.
Totally. In fact, if you listen to any of the ads, tell them Painted Black sent you.
Mm-hmm. I want credit for some of that shit.
God damn it. We do a lot of ads.
Painted Black sent me.
Use that voice.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have a font for that, but fine.
All right, so...
ready for some balderdash?
Yeah.
Hello there. This is Tiberius Booty Goblin III. We're getting ready to play a fantastic game called Balderdash. Let us leave it up to the young talent in the Painted Black Studios to figure out what are these ridiculous laws? What do these names mean? I'm going to let you know right now, it doesn't make any sense. Just remember, boys and girls, dreams come true faster when you make up shit. Now on to the game.
I like that bit of advice.
Yeah, I really like think that that guy's Afro Man. Like, he sounds just like that dude, man. For real.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to hear Afro Man in my head.
Like that dude that I got high, dude. Yeah. I was like, I only heard the one thing.
Well, clearly. My roommate was like...
So did America, Lou.
No. My roommate was like, not Ken, the other one. He was like, yo, you know what my favorite Afro Man song is? I was like, because I got high? He's like, no, no, no. So I'm like, you listen to another song? Like, don't want the album, bro?
Don't even name it.
Give me the track number.
Yeah.
Move the fuck on.
Stop. The remix to Because I Got High?
Because I Got High. Refinished version.
French Montana remix.
CD version?
The radio CD edit? Because kind of a pussy?
Techno remix Because I Got High.
Like none at all because you don't like that guy? Like, what's your answer here?
Right.
Well, we should thank Black Man from the Offensive Line and the Darkest Hour podcast.
Thank you very
much, out as well.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. Brian.
Yo.
You won last week. Mm-hmm. So you get to choose who goes first.
Which one? I'll go first.
What are you trying to dodge?
That's probably the letters, I think. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to dodge the people. I just like at this point, it's just like, what do these people do?
I think then the people's the first. Oh, no, second one.
So good call on going first. All right. Your word to define, galactophagist.
Galactophagist is a, it's what you call a person that's really into Galactus, and it's
a Galactus fanboy?
Yeah, and you don't, it's like, why? It's like, Galacto is obviously for the Galactus part, and phagist is like, it's a code word for fag.
They're like the bronies for Galactus. Yeah,
it's like, why are you at Comic-Con dressed like this, dude? This guy sucks.
Who's Galacto?
Galactus is a planet-eating fucking loser who has problems with the guy on a surfboard that I think he created.
Pretty much took the wind out of Galactus' sails.
Right? No, eater of planets destroyed by a surfboard. Yeah.
He was a cloud in one movie.
He's so silver.
That was dumb.
Mm.
Well, I mean, if you put, I don't know, he sucks, man. That's what a Galacto fanboy is all about. It's just sucking.
Galactophages.
Yeah, they are kings of the glory hole.
They got the big dumb helmet.
Eater of holes, they are.
I'm gonna take them down a peg.
Oh yeah.
Given that high suction. Yeah. All right, Lou.
Fucking eat it, Galactus.
What is a galactophagist?
Those are people who, when the aliens do land officially, they already don't like their kind. They're racist. If you don't
space
come from
racist.
Earth,
yeah. Space racist. Right. Oh man, scientific term. Stupid alien fuck.
Space Mexicans took our jabs. Right.
Goddamn starbucks.
We gotta build a border on our planet,
sir. That's an astronaut.
That's just an ass. That's one of ours.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Realistically, aliens land. How quick does that happen? That's like, boom, instant, right?
It's already happening.
They're like, we bring peace and cures for all known disease. Like, get out of here, space creatures!
Time out. Depends what they look like. If they're walking out looking like Christie Brinkley and Pam Am, no one's got a problem.
Do they come from a spaceship?
Yeah.
We're throwing punches.
No way.
Yeah,
zero chance.
Yeah.
They got two pussies.
Both have teeth.
Yeah, if they come
one
out
of them a tongue.
If they come out looking like grays, there's a problem.
So not a hair on
actually
them.
True.
Big titties, fat asses.
So if they're from the planet Sweden.
Planet Sweden.
You know how long some people have been waiting for green titties?
They're from the planet Snoo. They're from the planet Snoo. They would not have, no one would have a problem. Well, no decision makers would have a problem. Sorry, people might the bitches not here might have a problem. There's like this uber horny and just didn't care. Like,
all right, Ken,
lowering the value of the pussy day by day.
It's pussy not, inflation.
Pussy deflation.
Deflation. Galactophagus.
Bitches out in the streets like, can I get a date to a pizzeria, something, anything? Nah, man, these alien bitches taking your job.
Right. You paying, bitch?
Yeah.
You must have a tiny dick to where it doesn't go to the teeth.
What?
Your dick must not reach the teeth, man. That alien's got teeth right in her fucking vagina.
That was not a stipulation.
Yeah, it clearly was.
No, when the hell did that come up?
We named it right from the beginning.
That was like right off the bat. First place Ken went was vagina dentata.
Yeah.
I ignored that bullshit. I'm talking about just straight up
planet Sweden.
Tens coming out of the motherfucking spaceship. Yeah. Like, doo 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 doo. Next one on the stage. It's Kennedy.
That's crazy.
No way, I'm not crazy. That's what I need.
Well, Ken, what's your answer for galactophages?
It sounds like Katz is one of these. It's a fucking guy who gets a boner over space.
Space boner.
Space boner. Dude. Oh, no, not again.
Like, just think about what's out there in the galaxy.
So many aliens to meet, learn from, and fuck.
This is why he hates Stephen Hawking so much.
You guys, the first one to get space tail.
Anytime he's watching like a fucking documentary and that ugly mug shows up, he's like, dude, I was so close.
Kill my boner, Hawking. Get out of here.
Almost achieved the full space boner.
Go back to that quasar. Quick.
Show that supernova again. I want to time this just right.
Look at that fucking black hole. I want to put my dick in it.
Oh, stop you like that? Space. You're one of them?
My dick will stop time and space.
You see the tail on that comet?
You see those asteroids? Space is sexy. Fuck yeah. That three titty bitch from Total Recall? Mm-mm-mm.
Didn't she have teeth in her vagina too?
No, man. She's like a hooker.
Like a saw blade or something?
She was a
saw blade?
She was a moon hooker, man. What are you talking about? Or Mars. Mars is a planet. Yeah.
Man. Well, does she have teeth in her butthole? Like,
oh, yeah, no. Do not put your shit in the stench.
It's all good until you get, like, just the head through, and then it's nails.
Nails?
Yeah.
Like, scratching?
No. Why would this happen?
No, like, steel.
Evolutionarily, why stop, is this stop, a thing? Stop.
I'm not hearing any year of vicious vagina talk from space. I'm not hearing it.
I'm not fucking anything from space.
You're missing out, because they're coming out, they're coming out 2x2 like the Ark, son.
I only got but one dick.
Listen, man.
What are you, a patriot? Like,
what do you mean?
I only have one dick, but to give for my planet, like,
I can't fuck two vaginas at once.
Nah, you're just delusional. How?
I said I can't.
Oh, I thought you could.
Nah.
But for a second,
this argument is ridiculous.
For a second, I liked your can-do attitude. Now
I'm not a fucking, I'm not a rap star, bro. I'm not greedy.
Listen, Kenny. Men have been putting their dick in women's mouths for the longest, and that has teeth. So. Yeah, think
vagina,
about that one.
The vagina's way tighter than the mouth, though.
Not space vagina.
Depends on the vagina.
Not space vagina.
Usually when I stick my dick in a vagina, there's not too much space going on in there. When you stick a dick in a mouth, there's some space.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking small mouth bitch?
That was a thinker.
What kind of small mouth bitch are you fucking with, Pete?
All right, gotta get points for this one. All good answers. I do like space racists. I did find that funny, but it's kind of hard too to not. Yeah, I'm gonna go space racists. I'm gonna go with my gut.
Just sitting there like. Wearing overalls and shit.
All right.
Overalls, single racist piece of clothing you can wear.
The most
fucking racist. UFO jockeys.
You have no shirt on under that. You're mega racist.
No shoes, no socks.
Right,
shoes with whole like with the fronts flapping up.
That's a bum.
That too.
Just like open-ended soles. Is like...
All right, Luke. Next one goes to you.
Yeah.
Who is Xavier Roberts?
Oh, I got this one. Xavier Roberts. That's his real name. The dude is a famous magician.
Okay.
All right. He just goes by Xavier. The trick he got famous for was he'd shove a Hershey's up his ass and spit out Reese's Pieces.
Looks like I got chocolate in my peanut butter.
That's an interesting trick.
Yeah.
What's going on in his butthole? That's
it's magic. Magician never tells.
I like to practice. Like Randy Marsh, I like to practice.
How dare you ask a magician his secrets?
This is a horrible magician.
Fucking rude, man.
This is a Vegas.
off Vegas, off the strip.
Off strip, yeah. Way off strip.
Middle of the desert act.
Bachelor parties at the Bunny Ranch, maybe.
It's like the opening act for a burlesque show.
The world's worst burlesque show.
Well, that's definitely a closing
guy shoving act. Chocolate in his butt.
That's a closing act, man. The amount of cleanup that has to be happened.
When he spits them out and you're like, where did he get the candy shells from?
He calls it the living pinata.
So gross.
The Senor Xavier.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry that my dog did this, just because it's been really like butt poo centric episode of this show.
Poo heavy. All right, Kenny. Xavier Roberts.
Xavier Roberts is the real, the man who really started the X-Men back in the day.
Oh, fuck.
But he's a black guy.
Oh, so he swept him under the rug.
They wouldn't give him the proper credit. So they threw this bald white guy in a wheelchair up there to be the namesake.
They just wheeled up Charles Xavier.
Yeah, it was just racist. He wasn't even a mutant.
Charles he didn't Xavier. Even have powers.
Yeah. The real Xavier Woods was in the wheelchair doing all the mutant shit.
They actually did a storyline where there was a black Captain America first, so this may be a thing.
I'm telling you, it is. I fucking know about it. Mm. I know these things. Just trust me. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I have issue one. All right, Brian. Can you cobble something together for Xavier Roberts after Kenny straight up said exactly what was on your mind?
Yeah. Xavier Roberts was a last-minute player, and he was the first black dude to ever play with white boys, not in pro sports, but just on the playground. And he whooped those motherfuckers up, man. Like, he didn't even know he could do it. He just grabbed the ball, just arm in the basket, dunking on them, shooting threes, crossing them up. And then they made the rule that the blacks can't play.
Yeah, the white guys were like, nobody talk about this.
It's
yeah.
called the... It's this called
never, hey, black guy, you got to play on the other court.
Yeah, this never happened.
And
yeah.
that's the origin of the phrase, the X Factor.
Oh, nice tie together. I like mm-hmm. it.
Xavier Woods had the X Factor because he just laced up those white boys on the court.
Xavier Woods is a wrestler.
I'm sorry, Xavier Roberts. Just Xavier Ferguson. Just fucking Xavier Washington. X a fucking just laced those guys up hard body. They went home and started writing laws.
Who is it really?
Keep blacks
is it,
out of sports.
Is it Malcolm X's little brother?
Oh wait, I actually never read that a galactophagist is just someone who drinks milk.
I'm a galactophagist.
That's all of those, yeah. I love me some
and milk. Xavier Roberts is the creator of the Cabbage Patch doll.
I thought you were going to tell me he created the Cabbage Patch dance. I'd be more impressed.
Yeah. Well, he probably made bank on those Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, he made
fuck
stupid
yeah.
bank.
But for a point, Ken's was pretty near and dear to my heart. And just that he raced to the finish line before Brian. That was impressive.
I just come before you in the list.
Of course he beat me to the finish line. He went before me.
No, what I was impressed by was like watching your face as he was listing it off. Because it was like, no, I got to think of a new one.
He had KZ over there whispering in his ear. You didn't have to worry. That fucking giraffe neck motherfucker.
The KZ mannequin.
It's fucking... Twiggy pail of milk, motherfucker.
Things horrifying.
As I said on you now. This beady eyed Mr. Potato Head over here talking shit about me.
Alright, Brian. You get the initials question.
Mm-hmm. No, it's me.
It's me. It's third one.
Oh, wait.
Lou just went.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Ken goes on this round.
Oh, shit.
You started, fool.
I did start.
I'm not giving you the advantage.
How's it the advantage? Alright, go for it.
Okay. Your letters.
Fuck me.
R-I-O.
R-I-O. It's a terrible office to work in. It's basically a KKK-run phone line, and it stands for Racists in Office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, initiatives to get more racist in political positions?
Well, they mail out flyers, and they answer phone calls, and they put fucking ads in magazines, all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
It's like three or four old guys who rented the office out.
Racist in Office.
R.I.O. Yeah.
Right?
It's when a girl does every nasty little thing in your mind, and you have a really intense orgasm. Shoots out to the wall.
Shoots out your nose.
Fucking put a hole in the drywall.
Ah! like a fucking sprinkler.
You shoot back out off of her. Like it
this guy, you like pop a hip because you got recoil.
It's like shooting a fucking 77 fucking caliber cannon. Boom! Shoot back off of it.
It's like, yo, it's like you want to go out to a movie? No, fuck that. I'm going to sleep.
You wake up 3 days later.
You look at your neighbor. through his wall.
That's why you always need to have a Gatorade by you.
Sorry, Tom.
Get those electrolytes Sorry, Tom. Back.
R.I.O. Really intense orgasm. Oh! Guy standing there covered in spider webs.
So, God damn it, your cum just took out the flat screen.
You came on my dog again.
Popping eyes open like, ah! Oh, no, just closing eyes. Like, ooh!
All right, Lou, you got something?
No.
No.
No. Let's just go.
You sounded so disappointed.
I thought I had something, and then I just didn't.
It's a city. It's in Brazil.
Yeah.
Rio. All right, you passing?
Yeah.
Passing. Brian gets that point. All right. Now we're up to Brian.
All right, let's do it.
Just so you know, it's also the Registry of Italian Odysseys.
What the fuck is that? Swarthy, it's a Mario.
Oily skinned motherfuckers. What it
it's
is.
Like Ripley's, believe it or not. But greasier.
For Italians? Here's the Jersey Shore cast and Mario. Fiats.
Fiats. That guy who jerked off on his lunch break or something.
Caesar.
All right. Pizza. Just pizza.
It's Italian.
It is. Movie. Need the plot. Or, it's a tough one, I think. Makeup.
Makeup?
Makeup.
That's the movie. I need a plot for that movie. Makeup. It's a movie about a guy that just meets a perfect girl, and they're going out for a while, and she's hesitant to have sex because she's been hurt in the past, and basically he ends up banging her, and she has a dick. And there was a lot of making up to do after that. Because
she said Tim Flowers.
Yeah, it was like... Let me teach you about the crying game. It was...
To take a quote from Ted 2, there are no chicks with dicks, just dudes with boobs.
Pretty much, yeah. So basically, I mean, the girl was perfect, other than she was a guy.
Crying game, part 2, makeup. Lou, makeup to you.
All right, it's a really shitty movie starring Vince Vaughn. It's the sequel to The Breakup. Now they just got a makeup. Him and Jennifer Aniston.
They decided that first movie was too much of a downer.
Exactly.
This time it takes
place the movie.
Yeah.
This time it takes place on Sesame Street.
I think Lou really might. I think Lou saw this one.
No, I don't. I'm.
This
so
sounds
done.
Like some straight to DVD like release that he would watch.
Brought to you by the letter S for sex is what happened.
I honestly don't even watch the Jennifer Aniston movies anymore. Like, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Our boss is good.
The first one.
Office Space was second good, and then,
More of the same, but still funny. I like the second. Yeah, watch that cake movie? Don't watch it.
Office Space. And then the rest is garbage.
I'm really trying to think of another one that's good.
Nah, she sucks.
Terrible.
Nah,
those three flicks, it.
And she's a career killer.
If you date her, I'm not for Brad Pitt.
There's like 5 years
not for nothing. Brad Pitt.
He took like a hiatus after his.
He grew that crazy beard.
No such hiatus.
Ben Stiller, he did a Long Came Polly with her,
and he hasn't made a good movie in a while.
It took a long time for him to start making a good movie.
He finally
shake
just
that stink off.
He finally shook it off. He's like, okay, Zoolander 2 is coming.
Yeah, but that's Ben Stiller's own stink. It's like every third movie, every third movie from Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he's like, I need a new wing on my house. Give me another night at the museum.
I think the only reason they make movies with her is because it's pretty much known.
The
like,
kids like the
if you
movies,
star though. A movie, if you star in a movie opposite her. You get to fuck her.
That's awesome.
In real life?
Yeah, she's had like relationships with all those guys.
That's why Matthew McConaughey is fucking in a movie with her. He's like, all right, I'll do the movie.
Yeah.
I get my scale, right? And I get to fuck Jennifer.
Prima nocta.
You know what I love about these movies? I keep getting older and they keep staying the same age. She's like, that doesn't make any sense, McConaughey.
I'm high as a kite right now.
It's pretty high, man. You ever watch that movie I was in, Interstellar? Made no sense.
I thought you would have masturbated that movie.
I was high during that, too.
Because you're a galactophagist.
Yeah. I like milk.
You like shooting milk into the sky.
Long story short, he went to a black hole and was in his daughter's closet. I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
What spoiler?
That movie
made what the fuck?
Exactly. That movie made zero sense, and it was like 4 hours long.
Best part about that whole movie is they go to that planet with the tidal waves, and they come back up, and that black guy who stayed in that ship is like 58 years old.
Yeah.
Like, where were you? Like, man, that was crazy-ass fucking tidal wave planet. Yeah,
we were down on nonsense planet there.
It was like 8 minutes.
Plan made no sense.
50 years up here, I don't know.
And he was hung out the whole time. Like,
I would have left there. They're dead. On to the next one.
Seriously.
Like, oh, this ship ain't anchored. I'm fucking out.
At least do some exploring while they're gone. Cover some time. All right.
He would have gone mad.
Enough of the...
26 years alone, he would have gone mad.
The movie's dumb.
Yeah.
Let's ignore any logic in that movie. All right.
It's like, why does...
Where were we?
Why can't anyone grow food? Like, what's going on?
What was your answer again?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Fuck her.
That's a good answer.
All right, Ken.
But it was a fake answer, because I know the real one. I watched it the other night. It was this really boring porno, and the first half hour is this couple, like, really intensely fighting about God knows what. And you're like, when's the bro going to take her fucking clothes off? But the closing, like, 10, 15 minutes was just, like, a really intense sex fucking scene. It was really cool.
You just described it as an artful porno.
Yeah.
It wasn't too artful, though. The fucking sex was dirty.
Put her to ass, bro.
Yeah. It was like ass to mouth to pussy.
Yeah, like, ooh. That good makeup diseases. Sex.
Yeah,
good
disease sex. Yeah.
Saying shit that you've never said to her before that makeup. Put my dick in your mouth. Fuck.
All right, points for that one. I'm going to go with Lou's sequel to The Breakup. It's The Makeup. And the actual movie sounds better than anything. A circus clown who used to be a doctor saves a girl who was knocked out by an elephant.
That is just gibberish to me. I don't understand what any of that means.
It sounds like a colorful romp.
Sounds terrible. All right. What's up next?
Here? Lou.
Yeah.
Law question. In the state of Iowa, no establishment may charge anyone to what?
Damn. Does Iowa have anything?
I just read the real answer. It's utterly ridiculous. So, go nuts.
All right. To shear their sheep.
Sounds legit to me. I don't know.
It's free sheep shearing.
Free sheep here shearing.
In Iowa.
What's the question again? It's Iowa won't charge
in
anyone.
The state of Iowa, no establishment may charge anyone to what? Shear your sheep.
Yeah, it's like
pro bono work.
Right. You just put a quarter in the slot and you do it yourself. It's like the car wash.
It's a fun afternoon.
Like a hedge stripper.
Yeah. On board, going down to the sheep shearers. I made them Amish. I don't know why.
Well,
Ken.
What else do they have out there?
They're not even.
I don't even think
Iowa.
They got sheep, to be honest with you.
They're in Pennsylvania, I think.
In the state of Iowa, it's illegal for any organization.
No establishment may charge anyone to.
To dump off their guts from the hunt.
Free gut drop off?
Yeah, if you see a garbage can, you can drop your guts in it.
Caught a 12 pound buck. Here's his guts.
You owe me $7.50, bud.
Thank you, sir.
Go make some dog food from this.
Wow. Sucks to own anything in Iowa. A lot of hunting going on.
You're like, man, I got like 30 pounds of guts in the back. Dude, people just keep coming in here.
I gotta move out of the state.
How many animals are they killing?
Morale's down.
Just got a sign, dumpster full, no more guts.
Well, I'm gonna make myself some venison jerky with this. Like, I'm sure you are, sir. Thanks for your guts. You're like the field guy in here today.
That one guy who shot a buffalo, we are full up.
Yeah. Some guy this morning came in with a trailer full of carcasses. And you're not the first.
Yeah.
You certainly won't be the last.
Just bring it in the back, drop it with the others.
Fucking laws, man. Brian? In the state of Iowa, no establishment may charge anyone to...
Two bits for a shave and a haircut.
Two bits.
Mm-hmm. It's free shaves and haircuts in Iowa. It's a great place. Despite what you two say.
They got tired of people singing that song.
Yeah. What you have to do when people are dumping venison carcasses on your fucking... In your establishment is like, free shave and haircut, don't leave, please.
Shave and a haircut for free?
For free. Usually costs two bits around my pots.
Welcome to Iowa.
Home of deer guts and free shaves.
Deer guts. Well, I got to give Ken the point because you actually included his answer in yours. Like, that became the reality.
It's the truth.
That became very convincing.
Is it the truth?
Note to self, don't mention anyone's answer in mine. Mm.
The truth is dumb. In the state of Iowa, no establishment may charge anyone to see and hear a one-armed piano player. I want to know the situation that was so dire because of that. how bad this one arm bastard was that they had to pass a law.
One arm penis. I paid for it.
Aren't you all one arm?
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I like my penis two arm. Damn it.
Like my penis red, white, and blue. All right, what's up?
Okay.
We want to break down the score at halftime?
Halftime score. We got tied for first. Lou and Kenny with two. Brian with one. Ooh. Anyone's game. Mm-hmm. Who's up? This is Ken. I believe you start this round.
Sounds good to me.
Define the term, queez madam.
Queez what?
Queez madam.
Queez madam? She was... Now, this is a old-timey circus broad who was in the freak show. And she used to queef on command. And they would play old timey little songs. Give me a little old timey riff. She just fought along to it. She's the queez madam.
Damn.
I learned that Ken does a pretty convincing queef noise.
ain't no room in there for nothing.
Well done. Brian, what is a queez madam?
It's the first time ever I'm going to use a pass. I don't want to follow that thunder, so going to let that die down a little bit and come up my hands.
Lou?
All right.
Queez madam.
Queez madam. All right, so you got to go abroad for this service. Like Amsterdam, if if you want to go to a brothel and get blown so hard that she throws up all over your lap, you got to go see the queez madam.
That's like a reverse orgasm too. Like, instead of blowing out, yeah, it's blowing on.
You can specify, like, if you go early in the morning, you tell the bitch what you want her to eat.
Eggs.
And then and then you come back.
Guac, salsa, and pancake mix, please.
It's like, I want her to eat Lucky Charms so I can identify all the pieces.
I want you to eat rum and there fucking tomatoes. Bitch, I'm paying you.
Yeah, blah. Heart stars, horseshoes.
I want her to eat alphabet soup so I can read what she spits up.
Right.
Autograph. I was about to puke right there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Thank you for that. Yeah. We didn't have enough talking dog poop, so let's talk about that. Brian, did you come up with anything for a queez madam?
Queez madam is it's a define or is it a person?
Define.
Define. All right. Queez madam is how we in World War II we found all the Japs because that was a phrase we made them say because they couldn't say it right and it always came out like. Queez madam. Threw those bitches into camps. We win.
That's how we won the war.
America.
Did they have to laugh like that afterwards?
That's how we found them all out.
Couldn't help it.
Rounded them up.
Hello, fellow American.
President Roosevelt was like, guys, we don't have to be that particular. They all look the same. Just throw them in the camps. President Roosevelt was a crazy racist.
Screaming racist.
Screaming racist. That's why he had polio and died.
Karma.
Yes. He also had a little Yorkie thing. I don't know. His wife was a huge dyke. We win, though.
We win.
Forward.
Yep. All right. I'm going to give Ken the point, though.
Two-time World War champ.
Fuck yeah. It's the best t-shirt in the world, man. Two-time USA. Two-time World War champ. Fuck yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more to it. Never mind. Okay. Moving on.
Well, I'm sorry. I really want to know what you were trying to...
We were kind of inconsequential in the first one. We just kind of threw bodies at it. But still, we won.
Regardless, we didn't lose it.
Yeah.
We waited to just the right time to throw a bunch of fodder people at that.
Yeah, exactly. And then people had to listen to fucking Woodrow Wilson drone on about fucking some bullshit.
The European people were really, really annoyed at us for waiting so long to get in that war. But I mean, like, hey, guys, we eventually came in and won that shit for you.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. You guys are pretty far.
You know, that's why the French in the Second World War got that bad rep. Because they were like, we can't straight up lose any more people. We give up. We lost like 90% of our country.
Fucking pussies.
They also were staring in the eyes of the pincer attack. Yeah, exactly. They were like, fuck that.
Yeah. Blitzkrieg.
Look at Poland.
Yeah, they stuck their head out and they were like,
Troubles.
I don't want no parts of that.
Troubles are coming, boys. Crystal. Surrender.
Crystal knock. They're killing their own. Like, fuck, man.
Skirbles, raise the white flag quickly. We love the Nazis.
Jabbing the brothers.
All right, moving on. Brian, you go first, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
what was the last one?
That was Queens Madam. So,
yeah, I passed.
Well, I'm just double checking because, sorry, it is the, who is this person? Bob Leach. And a Queens Madam is a variety of French pear.
Gross.
Had French.
Gross.
Quiver. A French pear.
What was this guy's
Bob name? Leach.
Bob Leach is an X-Men character that his special power is to just be friends with rich people. He fucking sucks all the assets out of him. He know how many years he flunked his grade in Xavier's School for the Gifted? He kept flunking. It's like, this place is fucking gravy. They got a full entertainment system, bunch of cute little girls. I mean, like, It was. He looked just like McConaughey too.
I was just picturing like mutant McConaughey.
Mutant McConaughey.
Like it's McConaughey with a Cyclops visor.
His special gift was that he's incredibly good looking and from the South. He had a good draw.
You know what I like about mutant girls?
They put out
two vaginas.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I keep getting older, and they look like they keep staying the same age. Mm-hmm.
I keep getting older. That one has wings.
She has purple vagina.
That one has teeth in hers. Don't go near that.
It's like, hey, Storm, let me brighten your day up.
Just puts it in right there.
Hey, sugar, let me hit you with a
He was a cocksmith. He knew how to sling it.
He was Colossus, only he could only armor his cock.
Yeah. It's like, shing, 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 shing. And even that Queen Professor X is like, oh, he's such a cute man.
The Queen Professor X. I've never heard Professor X just described as a raving queen.
What was the guy's name again? Something Leech?
Oh, Bob Leech.
It's like, I don't care how many times you fail out Bob Leech, you're always my best student. You get an A for that ass.
There actually was an X-Men character named Leech. A little different than what you're describing.
Did he suck?
Yeah, he sucked. He was a little green kid who sucked up people's powers. Moving on, Lou, who was Bob Leech?
All right, Bob Leech was the worst football player of all time. Famous for running the ball into his own end zone three times in one game.
In the same... high Why stepping. Do we keep this guy out there?
High-stepping it, and doing intricate dances.
Right. He used to spike that shit in his own thing.
He's doing the sprinkler!
Flags on the play all over the place.
And his team gets penalized in the kickoff. Yeah. It's a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff for celebrating in your own end zone, dick.
Right. All right, Ken, you got one?
Bob Leach. Close. Bob Leach is a sports figure, but he's the first and last heterosexual figure skater. And he skated with the woman in Partners. And he had such a fucking raging heart on that she kept falling down. And he ended up killing his partner. She cracked her head on the ice that last time, and he was never allowed to skate again.
Tragic.
And from then on, they only got gay guys who Tragic. Wear boas and sparkles.
That was part of the uniform.
Bob Leach was out there in jeans and fucking and like a hoodie.
Leather jacket like a greaser.
Yeah, dude. And he was the best.
Matted hair.
You better believe it. He was the best.
He looked like the dude.
Oh, dude. But could that man skate? Woo! But you put him with a woman, got the bone.
Got the bone.
All right, well.
It wasn't so much the feel, but the smell of it.
It was, yeah. No, it was the feel of that fucking
I'll tell
outfit.
You the truth. Figure skaters, best smelling girls you can get.
Yeah?
Oh, just not a bad smell around.
Why is that?
They take good care of themselves.
Smell like ice.
They need that air between their legs, man, you know? Be more aerodynamic. Ain't no fupa there.
But the real answer is he went over Niagara Falls in a barrel, but later slipped on an orange peel and died.
Poor guy.
He didn't die from
all that?
Yeah. Bob Leach was irony incarnate.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that point to Brian because we went off on quite the tear there.
What did he say again?
Oh, that was the McConaughey X-Man.
McConaughey, okay.
That was a good X-Man. My favorite.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Lou. Hmm. Tough one. This is the hardest anagram question we've ever had.
Oy. It's like seven letters.
F-O-R-P-C-D-O-N. Nice.
What?
It just kept going. F-O-R-P-C.
F-O-R-P-C?
Yes.
Motherfucker. You're going to have to give me a minute.
You're the one who edits this shit.
I think I got one.
Did yeah, I may as well let him do it.
All right, Ken, you want to chime in?
Fraternal Order of Retarded Porno Collectors. It's a big online group.
Well done. I got to run, Jeremy.
I give you 2 Peter Nuts.
I'll trade you for John Holmes.
No deal.
I'll throw in the Jenna Jameson.
No, you got the biggest penis in the world. I like to look at it.
It's offensive on so many levels.
I know it's terrible. I shouldn't have said it.
I love it. What are they trading? Like VHS tapes?
Yeah, of course. Never rewound.
It's always at the cum shot.
Yeah. I always know how it ends.
This one's predictable. Right, anybody else?
Yeah. Okay, just say it one more time for me.
F-O-R-P-C.
Okay, this is my ex-best friend's problem. He has frequent ocular risque camera pics.
Nope.
P-C.
P-C? Pics of cameras.
Risque pics of cameras. So they're in like cameras and thighs.
Those cameras from were asking for it.
Does From have to be like, is that
what I'll give it to you.
All right.
I don't think From has to be. All
right. I'll give it to him.
So it was, we'll just
F-O-R-P-C.
Say freaky ocular risque,
pics?
Pics from cameras. Okay. Where it's basically he's a creepo.
He's a creepo.
Yeah.
It's eye shots.
So he's getting sweaty, taking pictures from bitches sitting down in the subway. Like,
he's like lurking bitch. Outside of windows and hanging from trees.
Show me those creepy eyes.
You know you want it, bitch.
It's just pictures of the eyes, though. Guy jerks off the pictures of the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he just... He thinks he's stealing their souls. Like,
oh. Yeah.
You want that girl?
Your soul feels so good on my hand.
Oh, yeah. Those pupilazios. Fucking gonna look at this later in jacket.
Come on those eyes. Mm-hmm. Come on those eyes.
You know how many times... He actually got an infection in his ear for jacking off on his phone so much.
Were you making that up, or is that true?
Because
it's so plausible.
It's both. It's actually... Actually, no, it's true. I think it's true. Stephen Herman had ear infections over jacking off on his fucking smartphone so much and talking into it. His throat got pregnant, too. So he had a lot of problems.
That's the grossest thing ever.
He had to go see a witch doctor over it.
Ooh, hee, hoo,
ting, ting. Wada, bing, bang. All right.
Lou?
All right, this happens... pretty frequently in this house when these guys are fighting over really potent chronic.
No, we just share that shit.
No, that's too good.
You done it this time, Kenny. My regards to the chef.
Bruh, bruh.
You done it again,
You done
boy.
Done it again, Kenny. You done it again.
What?
I don't know what's happening.
You're talking about chronic, man. Yeah. We're just right, you get it. You sniff it. You done it again. Give my regards to the grower.
They just turned into Miss Cleo. Chef,
let me tell your future.
Yo, have fun with it, Lou. Why don't you give me one?
I don't know. Fucking. They clearly made cheese. No. Just had the Rasta mouses.
Look how sticky this is. Give my regards. You done it again. All right.
So good, gotta call the Easy Crew.
His only frame of reference.
Rasta mouse. Rasta mouse. You know they're high as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a big sniff like, blah, blah, blah.
I urge anyone to watch that on Netflix.
You gotta be super high, ironically.
Although, it will suggest it to you if you've ever watched an episode of CSI or Law and Order.
Really?
If you like this, you might enjoy.
If you like mindless crap, enjoy this mindless
Rasta Mouse. Yeah.
It's like, you must be stoned to watch this. Watch Rasta Mouse.
Yeah. You done it this time, Rasta Mouse.
All right, what you got?
You didn't that was it.
It's everybody.
I was fighting over really potent chronics.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was it.
The chronics were shit.
Well, they totally shit on your answer if I just didn't even recognize it.
Nah, they were...
We're helping them out.
Yeah.
You guys were dancing on that grave.
They were talking about the chronic.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a bomb. But...
Look, we try to ice... It was icing on the cake. The cake was kind
of shitty.
Some
really good things
stale, but...
come out of bombs.
Yeah.
Like a lot of dead Jeffs.
Well, I will say, that's a tough one to judge. I liked all three. I feel that you guys were thinking real hard, so you totally glossed over Ken's, which was... oddly satisfying.
No, we didn't gloss over it.
We had a good retard fucking riff gone there for a little bit.
Then again...
really could have used some fucking Randy Newman.
Brian's was great. A little inside, you know? Like,
yo, ear infections that were jacking off.
Yeah, that was gold.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, damn it.
You done it again.
All right, I'll give it a little.
Blah, blah.
Bumble clock.
All right. Lou, you were supposed to start that round, so...
Ken, oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait.
No, make Lou start that round.
We're going to make you start this next one instead.
Pussy.
Then jump to me.
Okay. I'll go again. I'm not afraid.
All right. Film title for you.
Yeah.
The Pink Chiquitas.
Oh, shit. It's a fucking sexy title, bro.
Oh, and FORPC is the Frozen Onion Ring Packers Council.
Sounds... shut the fuck up, it's not.
Who fucking is packing onion rings that are frozen like that?
A fucking council.
Who needs, like...
we need to consult the council.
Too much breading.
I like to pack them horizontally and then vertically and then horizontally
do
again.
Do we stack or put them in a row? Consult the council! Council of elders. They come out in druid's robes.
It's all about the breading. You must keep the breading in mind at all times.
What of the blooming onion?
Heresy!
I've seen it in Australia.
And you must remember to give my compliments to the chef, boy!
That's
he's
it.
Definitely on the council, you know.
I'm feeling the Jamaican accent, man. I'm feeling it tonight.
I gotta get like a Jamaican song up in here. Just generic. I think I got rid of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You played that a lot. You played the shit out of that.
I know, and then I was like, you know what? It's time to retire.
Do you have a retired folder in your
No, because this is your computer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you toss that?
All right. Do you have an answer for the Pink Chiquitas?
The Pink Chiquitas. All right. So, this is a Power Rangers type show in Mexico. Only it's strictly women. And they're dressed up like a bunch of bananas.
Women in banana suits. Right.
Sexy shit.
With Mexican women in bananas.
Right.
We are dipping chiquitas.
And they're fighting like genetically altered corn monsters.
The maize.
The maize.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spanish for corn.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pink Chiquitas.
The Pink Chiquitas. Ken?
It's a screenplay that I wrote, and it's basically, it's tailored towards children, obviously, and it's about a cross-dressing pair of flamingos who fight crime by day. They're catching, like, pocketbook thieves and shoplifters.
There's a lot going on here.
And by night, they sing at, like, the local fucking cabaret club.
So and this is
obviously,
for kids?
Obviously nobody picked it up yet. Your couple things I'm working on.
You're pitching this as we speak.
Kind of.
Come on, man.
Anybody out there?
They're flamencos.
Yeah, come on. It's for kids.
They're screaming gay crime fighters who also are nightclub singers.
It's guy flamingos.
What wouldn't the kids like?
In cocktail dresses with high heels and lipstick. Who doesn't want to watch them fight crime?
Sorry, Chara.
I would watch it. Brian? The Pink Chiquitas.
It's Brazil's version of Birth of a Nation. It's the Pink Chiquitas is like the most racist outfit in Brazil. And they just want to get rid of
any Argentinian or Uruguayan or any other motherfucker that is not Brazilian in their country, and they lynch you. But I mean, it's very festive, the colors and the fucking parade that they put on. But I mean, they're very evil outfit. And
they also speak Portuguese.
Yeah, and the movie is like the nation. It's just, it's them like being the good guys, getting rid of all these fucking other Hispanics and fucking.
Jesus, it's a genocide propaganda film.
That was the most racist thing ever, because the fucking Brazilians don't even speak Spanish; they speak Portuguese.
That's true.
Yeah,
Chiquitos is Spanish.
Potato, potato, my friend.
Like the one country that doesn't speak Spanish.
Poke the hole.
Look, man, I understand that they speak Portuguese. I was just hoping that somebody wouldn't fucking say that.
You just have a natural knack for fucking racist and ignorance. I love it.
Guy.
I love it.
Guy. The pink flamingos are nothing to fucking, what are they? The pink chiquitas are nothing to joke about. They're nothing to joke about.
You know it was pink flamingos.
The pink flamingos.
That's his thing. That was.
Yeah.
Not cross-dressed. Well, I mean, a little bit. I was like, look, they like their racism with a little flair, all right?
And do they fight crime by day?
Fuck no. They create the crime. They're really a bad organization.
This could be my fucking... This could be what I'm missing here. The Pink Flamingos create the fucking crime by night and solve it by day.
Wow. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. Ordered 13 episodes.
Give me a full season.
It's Brazil's West Side Story.
Yeah. We're rushing this to pilot.
Brazil's West Chiquitas. Side Story.
All that.
So pretty. Oh, so pretty. And gay.
All that, though, and I am going with Lou's answer, because the Power Ranger Pink Chiquitas, since he mentioned it, I haven't gotten out of my head. Go, go, Pink Chiquitas.
And they're corn monsters, man.
They're like the putties.
Alright, what's up next?
Alright, Ken.
Is this the law, the last one?
Law question. Final question. In San Francisco, it is illegal to wipe one's what?
It's going
to
be a gay answer.
Pink Chiquitas, by the way, I want to watch this movie. A meteorite lands on Earth, turning women into Amazon zombies, starring Frank Stallone.
Frank
Stallone. The underappreciated Stallone.
The diamond in the rough.
The whimsical Stallone.
The whimsical.
Star of Demolition Dude.
Otherwise known as the guy singing around the burning trash bin in Rocky.
Tango and Bash. And Over the Bottom. And
Judge Fred.
Hambo. He's fat as fuck, but he still wants to fight... The gooks, I guess.
I am the love.
All right, so what's the movie or...
Law isn't. In San Francisco, it is legal to wipe one's what?
Wipe one's cum on another man's clothes.
This is bad form, I would guess.
Poor manners.
I believe it.
They're very strict about manners over there.
Like, butt fuck all you want. Just don't go wiping your cum on another man's clothes.
Don't wipe your cum on my fucking shirt, dude. That's against the law.
I gotta wear that to work.
It's like that scene from that movie with all the assassins.
Oh, John Wick. Smoke and Aces.
Yeah. He's like, you want me to take out to clean? Like, how are you gonna clean that? You cannot clean that.
Yeah, what is that on that shirt? From Cinnamon Bun?
Right.
All right, Brian. In San Francisco, it is illegal to wipe ones?
Slate clean, because AIDS.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Ain't gonna come back from that one.
Terrible.
Yes.
Okay. And
Many gays in that town.
And finally, Lou.
Yeah.
San Francisco, it is legal to wipe ones.
Ass on the rug like a dog. Those things are Persian. You can't get a replacement for that. There isn't a Persia anymore.
Cops just come.
There isn't a Persia. There's no Persia left.
Persia doesn't exist.
What happened to Asia Minor? I don't know, man. Yeah. I was half paying attention to
that. Alright, point for that. I like Ken's. Which means we got a tie.
Oh, shit.
Lou and Ken, tied for first. Brian, you going to help me out?
Sure, I'll help you out, man.
Pick a category.
You know a category I love, man.
Which one?
Anagram.
Okay. For you guys, ETM.
ETM. It's a little monitor that the kids have to wear now to these raves. And it's basically an electronic transmission monitor. And it's monitoring a lot of things. The drugs, the movies, the drugs, the music, the fucking your water levels and stuff like that. And reporting back to the parents so kids stop dying at these things.
All kidding aside, you should patent that. That's a good idea.
It's out already, Pete.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Where the fuck are you being, Pete?
ETM, ETM is smart. Keeps track if you're doing too much
Molly.
Keeps track
of like all the Molly and like how much water you haven't drank.
You should sit down. You're on drugs.
It's like you should stop dancing right now.
You're bad at it.
You
Becky,
are.
What was that thing? It's like, ah, it's just my ETM.
You appear to be on Spice. Please do not defecate in a subway.
You're about to die. Sit down.
It's got Wolverine Bear voice?
Yeah.
You can set it.
All right.
Luke, you got one?
ETM. This is if you ever come across a little alien, they're extraterrestrial midgets. Tiny aliens.
If you see an alien Lou, standing on the seat to pee.
Lou, you gotta be fucking PC, dude. It's extraterrestrial miniatures. They like to be called.
If you thought punting midgets on Earth was fun, just imagine in zero G. Yeah.
Dwarf toss is epic.
They don't come back.
They call it dwarf orbit.
Right. It's like, man, I was really starting to like that dwarf. I'll never see him again.
The two running themes of this episode, dog poop and space.
Yeah.
Dog poop in space, dude, that you just named it.
I wish his poops went to space.
You gotta contact the Japanese.
Beam it up, Scotty.
Salute it.
Oh my god! That's the fucking most epic callback.
You gotta contact the Japanese. They'll take care of that for you.
Remember, they released their dookie to the clouds.
I wish my dog pooped in a stream that floated to the clouds.
That's like from a month and a half ago.
That was the last one you were on.
Yeah, right? That was probably the funniest thing you've ever said. Yeah.
Your boy Booch is on that show, right?
Was it? I don't even remember.
Mm. All right, Brian, which
he
one?
He came up with the premise of pooping in the clouds. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Which one did you like better?
Do me, guys.
What? I will not.
Do you.
Do me, yeah.
Do me a favor, guys. Repeat your answers. Just don't. And do me? So do, right. Do me a favor. What was your answer?
Mine again? Was the.
You're the drug device, and what was yours?
Little aliens.
Midget aliens.
Okay, here's my dilemma. Ken's is like a legit good thing. Like, you could definitely make lots of money if you made that.
You could market that.
Lou's was moderately funny to me. So, I'm really going to leave it up to you, Pete.
Well, I want your feedback. I want to see if we sync up.
If it was up to me. I guess Lou's maybe giggle, chuckle, so I'll give it to Lou.
All right, we're simpatico then.
Woo.
But seriously, Ken,
that's a great
but seriously,
invention.
Ken, you should look into this. Like, nah. I know you're claiming it to be real, but
I'm not a scientist.
You can make some money.
Just, if you wanted to fucking, you know, monitor a kid's drug intake, you should probably contact a drug dealer.
When you know they're going to do drugs. They're going to an EDM festival.
Buy out all the drugs from the drug dealer and fucking...
Yeah, I'd rather buy all the drugs than make an apparatus that helps these people.
I'm just saying.
Like money here.
Yeah.
You think people who are like go to these concerts care? No, they're going to buy that thing. They're going to be like, I want more fucking HDMA.
Yeah, this thing MDMA. Fucking gives me drugs. It puts drugs in my stream.
No, just shows you how much you've had.
It just warns you before you
that thing
fucking
sucks.
Die.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
If it was just like, if you're on drugs and you're not paying attention, it's like, yo, you're going to die if you don't drink water.
That would be a better device if it fucking put drugs in your stream so you don't have to do them.
We've gone off the rails on this. This is no longer a good idea.
See, now Ken's talking my fucking
talking
language.
Money. Talking the money. Right. Language of money.
Now people will pay money for that.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
All right, winner this week, Lou.
Mm-hmm. Woo, back on top, motherfuckers.
You're having a good month.
That's true. Doing all right.
Of October?
I'm just saying he's won of the past five. He's won four of them.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You dethroned him last week.
Well, that was Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
3 days ago.
Well, peek behind the curtain there.
Yeah, I was like,
we were literally just in this room.
Yeah, we were like, weren't we just here?
Yeah, fuck, man. It's, literally, this week went by really quick.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Here. This is for you, Brian. Some reggae music to go on.
Mr. Chinaman's. Yeah.
Because you've been loving that reggae, right?
All right, so,
You did it this time, Lou! You won the butter dash! You done it again, boy!
Pass the dodgy to the left hand side!
Who you got?
Blah, 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 blah!
Who you got?
Ratata!
That was his noises.
So, yeah, man, I had a good week. Not too shabby, man. It was first week at the Comic-Con. And, glad to be back doing the normal show. I was a little done on Monday.
One week ago today, we were, like, getting back from that shit. So I'm relieved to be back on schedule.
Yeah. True that. All right, so let's give out the shout-outs. All
right. As usual, Twitter, PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. All the podcast sites, all the social media sites, just look for Paint of Black Comics. And write a review. Tell a friend, damn it. We work hard at this. Thank you again to everyone who checked us out at Comic-Con. What am I missing?
Just look us up on social media, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're all over the fucking place.
I'd like to thank Lou for another year of editing this whole show and doing your thing, man.
Thank you.
Does not happen without Lou.
I like to call Lou the word Nazi.
The word Nazi?
Yeah, cuts out the words. He's like the fucking word Holocaust.
The word Holocaust?
I like that we're going out to the song. It's nice.
Yeah, man, I just dig it. And then it's just going to be like, what's it? It's our friend's band.
Psychonance.
I actually really, every time I hear the end of the show, I really dig that song.
Agreed. But yeah. Well, let's call it a night. So for myself and Brian and Lou and Ken, close the door behind you.
Destroy yourself, curse on them, start, go ahead, they only do.